All right, we're going to go ahead and start here with our post-race availabilities. We've been joined by Ty Gibbs. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have a question for Ty, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll work to get a microphone to you, and we'll start over here with Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Ty, just a hell of a run for you out there today. What'd you have to do to get through the field and get up there and challenge?
We had a great, my team called a great strategy and got me track position, kind of what we needed to get up front to compete for the win. And, it worked out for us today. So I'm glad to have a good finish, but wish we could have gone for the win.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Go ahead.
Right there at the end,
Yeah, I would have been all for that 100%. But I think that 51 was like underneath the K rail over there, so I don't know. It'd have been awesome though. Would have worked in my favor.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Additional questions for Ty? Okay, we'll go to Jeff and then Jay.
Even before the restart that you didn't get, I guess, at the end, like the one that you did have, you know, you have to make a calculation in terms of like how hard do I want to push this there? Like, do I just want to go shove this guy out of the way? You race him cleanly. So how, you know, what is that ethically in your mind to try to do something there or not, or wait or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, it really depends on the restart zone, because it's, you know, right in that last corner, and the dude on the outside gets shafted every single time. If you watch every one of them, the inside guy wins almost every time. He just got a good enough gap, had a good restart. I had a little bit of rear tire degradation that didn't really help me on my launch as well off the corner. So I just got a good gap and got away from me. Yeah, I think if I got a better start, or the outside, you know, the outside's the less preferred lane on the racetrack, also on the start, because it's just not as much grip. So maybe if he had a hiccup and had a, you know, slide his right front tire, I could have maybe stayed on the outside of him.
All right, Jay.
Hi, Ty. Jay Cohen, Associated Press. You advance in the in-season tournament. You see Alex Bowman and Bubba Wallace had a pretty compelling duel with about six laps left as they kind of fought for position. Uh-huh. Do you see the intensity picking up in this in-season tournament as you guys move into these last couple rounds, maybe as before you guys weren't paying that much attention to it?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't really know who I was racing before I even, till after the race. So I guess I'm in the next round. I don't know much about the in-season tournament. It's kind of like, for me, I'd rather go in, you know, we're kind of competing for wins, but I think it's $1 million if I'm correct, so that'd be sweet. So I really don't know much about it, but, you know, cool to see that we're in the next round of it. I don't know how many more rounds there are. I don't know. I really didn't know who I was racing until after the race. So.
But I mean, with you guys are all...
No disrespect.
No, it's okay.
I just...
You guys are all really naturally competitive. I mean, I would imagine it stands to reason that as you guys... As there's something to race for, you guys are going to go for it, right? So the intensity might pick up maybe in these last couple rounds?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Any final questions for Ty? All right, Ty, congratulations on your second place finish. Thanks for joining us. We're going to continue with our post-race availabilities. We've now been joined by Tyler Reddick, who finished in the third position in today's race. If you have a question for Tyler, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start up front with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Was it a little bit of a deja vu for you trying to chase down SVG with a faster car in the closing laps?
Yeah, you know, over each year we've been here, the situation's kind of been the same. We've had some sort of tire advantage all 3 years, and you know, just come up a little bit short. The first year, obviously, we came up big short because I just drove it in the tire barrier into six. But yeah, this time around, you know, the last 5-6 laps were really good. We just on that second to last restart, the eight, a couple cars got turned around, and we were in the wrong lane and had to check up quite a bit. So cars that were on our similar strategy got ahead of us, and so it took me a few laps to get by those cars on equal tires before we could start, you know, chewing through those cars on older tires. So had to be aggressive. You know, a lot of those cars on older tires weren't wanting to give up the spot, but when you're on the newer tires, you got to go because you're hoping that you're able to run the leader down. So it's truly hard to say how much the 88 was coasting there, but, you know, we were catching him at a pretty good pace. And I think with like two or three to go, he picked it up a little bit. We were still faster, but obviously, you know, he had a three-second gap there with two to go, so comfortably in front. But it was nice to be able to, you know, restart 18th or so, and even with the issues we had and the damage we got on the car, be able to drive back to third there. So all in all, it was another really solid day for us here in Chicago.
All right, additional questions for Tyler? Okay, we'll go here in the back.
Brian Twine, Best Versus Media Group. Tyler, had you gotten to Shane and the yellow not come out, what were you willing to do to make the pass and get the win?
Well, you know, when you have a tire advantage, you have a lot of options. So it's, you know, as long as you can get within one or two car lengths, you have many, many opportunities, many choices, you know. You know, I kind of experienced it with other cars coming through the field. If they choose to block, then they're kind of opening the door for you to be aggressive and then use them up as well. So, I mean, we can all speculate, but it was, you know, it didn't come together. You know, obviously I saw what Shane was willing to do to win the race on Saturday. And, you know, for us needing a win to, lock ourselves into the playoffs, you know, I would have raced really hard because I think he would have done the same, but it didn't happen. But we can all dream and speculate what it could have been.
All right. Any final questions? Okay. We'll take a question from Dustin, and then in with Jerry. Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Albino, JC. Tyler, when you were running through the field, was there any drivers that you got stuck behind or any place that you felt like you lost some time?
Yeah, the restart with the second to last restart, that first restart there, we put those tires on. We got through turn one okay, but the two, the 17, some other cars had damage. Someone got spun around on the driver's left of turn two and got some toe link damage or something on the left rear, so lost some braking ability. And then that's when we lost our track position to like the 19, the 42, some of those other cars that were on the same tire strategy as us. So we had to work our way back through them. You know, there was other cars throughout the field on the way up that were difficult, but I mean, I understand it. It's where you're racing to the end of the race. But again, when others open that door and block aggressively or use you up, then when you're on fresher tires, it's pretty easy to be aggressive back.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Were you also an advocate, like Ty, of for the caution to come out there before the white?
I mean, it's just a tough situation. You know, I can't see what's going on over there in turn six. You know, NASCAR control's got to decide all that. It's a tough spot for them to be in because if they, you know, throw the yellow flag before we get to the white, it could totally change the outcome for the top 10, the top 20 in the race. So it's a tough spot for them to be in, for sure. But I think it definitely would have, you know, opened up Pandora's box, if you will. And, you know, drivers 10th on back would have been really aggressive for two laps. Us on our fresher tires, we would have been able to be very aggressive as well in those two laps. So it's just a tough deal. You know, it's racing. You know, it's sometimes just how it goes.
All right. Any final questions for Tyler? All right, Tyler, congratulations on your third place finish. We appreciate you.
I've been looking for you the whole time. I didn't know you were over there. Thank you, guys.
I kinda hide
appreciate
amongst
it.
The thing. Thank you.